Welcome back to me, podcast. This episode, I'm going to be taking a look at what happened this past month. That might become my new permanent format, but you never know. So yeah, welcome. I'm going to include a sponsor segment here, or a joke, but a sponsor segment ain't happening yet. And I can't fit my life in here, so I guess I'm just going to have to deal with nothing. So, what has happened for this past month of mine? To put it simply, I've been on two trips, and all of those happened in the span of 1 week. So, you might be thinking, damn, that's interesting. And it is, because I do like going on trips. So, yeah, let me first recall, what did I do before those trips? Basically nothing. Yep. Basically nothing. Why? I don't know, I never do anything interesting, to be honest. Honest, that's why for me podcast, I would like to expand and just talk about stuff. Maybe my opinions and stuff. You know, talk about the Ukraine situation. Maybe the occasional review of stuff that I want to review, like I've reviewed Spider-Man No Way Home. Check out that episode. So far, it's been played 3 times. Fantastic. So now, let me tell you about something else. Ooh! Hold on, that'll probably happen a couple of times. So let me tell you. Up until that point, I probably didn't go to so many places. I probably went to my grandma's place to get something for my trip to Copenhagen, funny enough, the capital of Denmark, my home country. I have to admit, it was quite fun. So, why don't I talk about that trip already? Well, it was off to an amazing start. Our train ended up getting cancelled, so we had to scramble to get a bus driver who managed to get there. He never surpassed the speed limit. We made it with just enough time to get into the train I was supposed to head to Copenhagen, and we did it all in good time. Well, not good time. We had like 5 minutes to get on board to the train, and I was just constantly like, fuck! Because my god, the most stressful part about the trip all over to Copenhagen and the trip back to Copenhagen was always what came after the train or before the train to Copenhagen. Like on the way back, when our train didn't get delayed, it was just there were so many people in the train that I was just in the bang of my head against the handle of like. Again, I guess the handle of the bag I had. I was just doing that to get my mind to just stop. Let me tell you something. Those two were the most stressful parts. Well, there was one part. So, if you don't know, this was a school trip because I still have school shit going on in my life. You have to remember, I'm literally only 15 years old. Cut me some slack. I'm young as balls. I also had an extra year in kindergarten. So I'm even further down the roof than you thought. Fantastic. Well, I'm just brushing off a cap. No cap in that. Fuck. So, yeah, you know, the trip up there, it could have gone better in the start, but eventually it did end up going well. Eventually. Eventually, it ended up going well, but could still have gone way better when it did. So, on the way up, went well. The way down, the way back, went well. Both the thing that came before and after that could have been way better, and it was also stressful for dear me. But yeah, back to the most stressful part, and I mean it. So we were staying at a Muslim school who would actually stayed at our school for a while, so, you know, Kind of ironic, but no, it was fun when they were at my school. They were at my school. Did I talk to any of them outside from the time we had to be together? Nope. Why? See, here's a little fun fact about me. I hate being in new environments, and I hate meeting new people, because they always stress me out. So, a whole crowd of people being at my school that I don't care and don't want to care about, suddenly you have a recipe for me to get stressed out, visibly as well. And yeah, I did get stressed out. I didn't like them. I mean, they're all right, some of them, but others were just got annoying. They just got on my nerves in the wrong way. Like, they're all over the place. Some of them were just recording TikToks, for fuck's sake. I don't do that on a fucking school bus! Like, Jesus Christ, when I record TikToks for my TikTok account, I usually always do it in one big spam. Like there was a period where I upload, like, over 20 TikToks in the spam of a single day, maybe even under an hour. Like, that was just me spamming TikTok. Because I had some, and all those were duets, because I have a collection called Future Duets. Because that's what my content primarily consists of, since that's what I'm good at. Playing along with everyone else and not doing that much either. And being immersive, other than having my assistants be your pain. Go check out my YouTube channel. I have actually taken a break from my YouTube channel. It is for a second getting my mind off YouTube for a while. Though I am planning to make a video, and I have stated I will. Not sure if I'm going to keep that promise, but I have stated, I think I'm going to make a video just showcasing what my future content might look like. And what will change after my long YouTube break will be the fact that my content will not have a dead on schedule. Instead, it'll be something I do in my free time, more like a hobby. Like making YouTube videos. I like that. So we got there and we stared around. We got to the school, got our shit stirred up. We went around. We just walked around. We got around to look at some stuff. I saw the Little Mermaid face for the first time. I actually have been in Copenhagen before with my brother and my dad, though we saw it from the back. Yeah, candle tours. Yeah, no, kind of underwhelming when all I have is pictures of her butt. Good luck explaining that to your girlfriend. That was a good one. A good joke. Oh, good ass. Nah, trust me. If she was real, she would be a B at best. She would not be S plus. She'd be B minus at best, considering how addictive she is. Like an A-plus girlfriend will literally just allow you to exist in your own way. And only bother you when she wants, only bother you when you know you're allowed to. That's my ideal girlfriend. She'll tolerate my existence and make sure it only bother me when I want to be bothered. Fuck. Oh, probably shouldn't swear. Since I'm probably going to make an ideal to myself. Don't swear that much. That's going great so far. Actually, I don't actually swear that much on real life, or on any social media. When I swear, it's either to just joke around or joking to say the swear word. Under that, I don't swear at all. Maybe I do sometimes out of just sheer rage. Maybe at someone, at a video game. Gamer moment. Fucking L in the Jesus bottle full of bitch. Yeah, that was all intentional, trust me. But I'm just give you a little bit of a gun. So yeah, we went there, we walked around some stuff, and we went into the amusement park. And the first thing we went to was the spooky house. We were five people in there. I was the last one. So I didn't get scared. I did get fucking no. I did get scared a couple of times. There was never a body actual spooky house. It was by the people I was following. Like, they were just screaming so loudly and panicking. And I was just back and forth wondering, what the hell is going on? I'm like, I had no idea. Huh? What the fuck? What the hell is it? Why are you guys screaming? Oh, yeah. It got confusing. So, yeah, I was just laughing and having fun while everyone else was like, in a loud scream constantly. Pretty sure the main teacher of my class was in front of me. She actually used to be in the back, but she decided to swap with me for some reason. I'm pretty sure at the beginning it was like this one, and none of us knew it was a camera. And I was just, as soon as it went off, instead of just panicking and looking around, I just stared at a dead center. Now, because I was so far back, you could only see like a part of my face, but you just saw it was just dead center on the camera. Like, motherfucker, you ain't getting me. Like, I'm pretty sure they looked at him like, Jesus Christ, who the fuck is that guy? And I was also just messing around with the people with the actual spooks. I'm pretty sure I asked one of them, hi, how's your day going? And they responded with good until you showed up. Also, one of them wanted to play hide and seek, and I really wanted to. Ow. God, that's just annoying now. And I really wanted to say, hide from. Then, okay, how about you hide from my life? I really wanted to say it. I really wanted to. But there was just, but things just suddenly happened and I couldn't get to do it in time before we moved on to the next spooky guy. Oh, it was so sad and annoying. I didn't get to just fucking make a joke. Ah! Annoying. So yeah. But by the end of that, I was just laughing my ass off. And the last guy touched me on the back of my hair. How nice of him. I'm pretty sure if I embrace my true inner internet personality, there was that. Oh. I would have been like, oh. So you're gay. Me too. That was me throwing my Sweden cap that I got from my trip to Sweden, which happened literally the same day I got back from Copenhagen. Yeah, that's the second trip we're gonna be talking about. That was with my mom and daddy. Mommy and daddy. Great trip. I'll get to that. So we went on to the Golden Tower. It was fun. It was fun. I thought I was gonna scream. Didn't. Instead, my main teacher who was in next to me just let out a whole bass dream. Just let out a whole bass. It sounded like a massive instrument full of. Just sounded like someone just plucked in a bass and started jamming out a cool song or whatever. Like, Jesus Christ. I'm pretty sure the next thing was the demon. Did I scream? No, I was laughing, and I was laughing and just ranting on, like, my internet personality levels of ranting on. And when I'm on the internet and ranting on, I really rant on. Like, then I can talk. And I can talk for, so, yeah. I was just like, oh! I just had Dorby face all around. I don't actually remember that well what next went on next. I'm pretty sure we just walked around. But do remember that we. Fuck. Do remember that before that we went into a gasoline grill, which was inside the amusement park, to get some food. I ended up getting like a cheeseburger, and I'm pretty sure I ended up getting a lot of other remaining food. Sorry about that. Because they knew I could eat. Like, they knew I could eat for all my life depended on it. And when they offered me, why would I say no? And that's some delicious fries. That was the best part. I actually think the best part was the salt. The party could have been done better under the burger. To be honest, it was kind of underwhelming. Yeah, it was depressing. I'm pretty sure they deserve like homemade lemonade. Like, if they wanted to compel people to buy the lemonade, maybe make it cheaper than the soda. So you know, a lot of people are just gonna default to soda anyway. Why not make it expensive? So more people will default to your lemonade. So therefore, you can get by making lemonade. Like, I didn't get it. Why? It cost more money. I didn't have to pay for it myself, I just didn't want it because it was expensive and it didn't sound like it was worth the money at the time. It was, I'm pretty sure it was the school principal that had to pay. I don't know who had to pay exactly. I'm a little bit gray in that area. It got paid for. So they won't send out Hitman to kill me. And I'm pretty sure we went on to like something called the Milky Way. And it was fun. It went around 3 times and I just had fun every time. And I went down to something called Tic Tac. And my god, that was fun. I was in there with someone from the grade above me. And he's really nice. And I was about to send this to him and say I mentioned him. If he understands English. Honestly, he's really nice. I really like him. Honestly, yeah. That's okay. Approved. Bro code approved. But yeah, so we just went around talking. Actually, no. We spun around rapidly in TikTok. That walking around talking just happened after. And in TikTok, you get, it's like those cups that usually spin around where you can all, where it spins around on a big platform and has small platforms with 3 cups on it and you spin around on its own and those spin around as well and you can spin yourself around. Here it's of course more stable. Like, it has a big wheel contraption that spins it around and it holds on to the many things and holds on to the 2 vanes each, which then gets spun around individually that are next to each other. But the big catch is here, you don't spin yourself around, you flip yourself around so you spin around on the... Is it the x-axis? I suck at that. But yeah, it was like vertically. And I was just on my head all the time, I was like, woo! And throwback to the fact that I called this guy probably really nice, because he was constantly asking me if it was too wild, or like... He made sure that I had a great time. Thank you. Thank you, good sir. I will remember this to my heart. But yeah. So yeah, I went on to the Golden Tower again. Another. Before eventually we had to go. Got to try that Milky Way thing. I'm not even sure if it's called the Milky Way, actually. Didn't get to carry any pictures on. Fuck. That would probably make the trip way more worth it. It's all the pictures of me being an absolute monster ship of a buffoon. Because honestly, I only got 2 things out of that trip. A pair of sunglasses. And something to open up those classic bottles. I'm not sure what it's called in English. Because I don't know. Remember, I don't speak English normally on an everyday basis. My main language is Danish. I have established that in my head. Like, your main language is Danish, not fucking English! So I will never, ever revert to... And that's also why I'll be staying here in Denmark, Florida, all my life. Because honestly, my family's here and I don't want to leave him. That's the first thing. Second of all, I grew up here. Third of all, family. And also, probably my autism is the 4th reason. Honestly, I might just talk about that in a future YouTube video, because I'm planning to make a video explaining how my autism works, how I experience it. Maybe even dive in. I'm planning to make that a video at some point. One of those being because my mom wants me to make that, so of course I gotta make it. But yeah, the next day wasn't as interesting. We just walked around, saw a bunch of stuff, got some candy. Me and my teacher went into a candy shop because we couldn't control ourselves. We got some food. Alright. The second day was honestly a little bit boring. I'm pretty sure that for dinner, Yeah, for dinner, we had the school we were on had to prepare food for us because we did the same when they were at our school. So, of course, they had to as well. That was the most stressful part, mind, of the entire trip. Just that. I'm pretty sure I promised disabled. Oh, huh. First I don't know. Ironic. Quite ironic. But alas, when I was actually supposed to go up there and talk about how, what it was like being autistic on the school I'm on, but the amount of people there and the fact that I didn't like it there and the fact that I was stressed out as fuck, just ultimately made me unsafe, and eventually just got my teacher told me and I was allowed to leave, so I left. I'm gonna say the food wasn't even that good. I definitely feel like there are some Muslims or some people who will eat halal who are gonna be offended by that. I just didn't feel like it was worth it half the time. Like the most interesting part about like the thing that popped out, like the thing I liked the most about that entire thing, was fucking rice. That matters because I'm an absolute rice freak, and whenever I see rice as nothing, I'll likely end up eating some of it. And the fact that a free Asian might actually be disgusted by my mere existence, but then again, my mom is also disgusted by my existence, yet that doesn't stop shit. Self-comedy, huh? Self-comedy is the best comedy. But yeah, so the second day wasn't that interesting. The third day we went out shopping on like the main shopping street. My mom told me that if I didn't buy Lego in Copenhagen, I would get some in Sweden because it's cheaper in Sweden. The Lego store offered me that if I could make my own minifigure. That was annoying. That was fuck. Like that was just the most annoying part. But I didn't. And I got cheap Lego. If you wanna know what it is, it's the Lego Death Star Trench Run mini creation. I haven't built it yet, because I plan to actually post a picture of the box onto my Instagram and finally use Instagram. Because honestly, I could honestly think I'm gonna document some pictures of moose I got from Sweden. Like just a single picture of a moose. Imagine that with no caption. You guys are just like, he did. If you even follow me on Instagram, I'm pretty sure I'm the only person on Instagram that follows me that actually notices a lot of my posts that aren't like feel that don't feel like bots. It's my brother, my IRL bro, and I don't think he listens to this because he doesn't. I don't think he knows, but like, I'm pretty sure my family looks at my Instagram and thinks, Moose. Meanwhile, if they look at my Instagram, they're like, "What the fuck?" Yeah, basically. Also, cut out the fuck. Well, that's kind of no, no. The point's kind of wrong. That's the. The cutaway was, the cut from the fuck was because it would be funny. So if you fuck, I'll that is good way the fuck. I'll get the joke, dumbass. Wouldn't be the first time I said. Wouldn't be the first. I didn't say it today. I wrote it down because someone didn't get a joke. Respect. No, it's no cap. Yeet. So I eventually got back, and immediately we went to Sweden. So we ended up getting up there, getting to Sweden around midnight. Pretty sure I would be surprised if I went to sleep around midnight, maybe a little bit before. But when on the trip up there, watch John Wick chapter 1 and 2. I'm gonna view them eventually. Probably not gonna be honest. I'm not gonna do it next month, because next month I'm gonna do a Pride Month special. Alongside just something normal, because honestly, next month I'll just be casual. And the month after that, July, I'll just be talking about being myself fucking stupid. Just because it's my birthday in that month. If you don't know, my birthday is on the 25th of July. I was born in year 2006. What clock? Yeah, it was around 11, I think. Yeah, it was probably around midnight. Huh, how ironic. I wasn't actually always going to be named Thanos. It was actually supposed to be Tristan for a while. But eventually it ended up just becoming Thomas. Why? I don't know. I haven't asked my mom about that yet, but alas. So yeah, I'm back to the trip. So the first day we woke up, my dad actually went out shopping. He got some stuff. Even something he thought was butter, but unlike America, that wasn't butter! And we were just so disappointed at that because he got everything except for the important things. How? So we ended up driving around, we went shopping, they had a massive selection of candy you could mix on your own. I got that. But yeah, so eventually we just ended up. So yeah, we went around, had fun, got some food, went home. And also we actually, pretty sure we went to the beach, pretty sure we went like a bridge to the sea. I'm pretty sure they were these girls. Who just showed up. They're Swedish, by the way, because now we're in Sweden, remember? And I just left the bridge at that point, like, honestly. First of all, I don't think my parents know the actual reason. Like, I'm pretty sure if my brother, they just did that, if my brother, he would just have turned around and just looked at them. Because two of them were wearing nothing but their bathing clothes. Horny! Who knows, they might have been my age. I'm pretty sure my mom jokingly said she wanted to get me a girlfriend. If I had stayed there, she might actually have succeeded. If I had stayed there. So the joke might have become real life. But yeah, I left because it was annoying, and I didn't like them. And I was afraid they were going to get all up in my game, all up in my head. So I just left. I didn't like it. I left. I waited for my mom to get there, and I left. And it's such a shame we didn't have our dog with us. But I'm pretty sure it's for the better. I'm pretty sure he wouldn't have won. Pretty sure he just would have liked it in the small hut we had. Because there was a dog. I'm pretty sure he wouldn't have liked it for that reason. I don't know, probably would have loved every bit of the hut. Like, it was so small. I'm pretty sure both of my rooms combined fill up the every... It's pretty sure both my rooms, the amount of space we actually had, and both my the room my computer is in, probably had a bigger surface area than the first floor. Let that give you a sense of how fucking small it was. Actually, there was no door between the bedroom where my dad was sleeping and my mom, and the living room, which had a sofa that could be converted into a symbol, dimble, dimbleoo. Bad. Like, there are certain points in the night when I would be woken up by my dad snoring. Fun. On the second day, we just went around, saw some stuff. Because I went shopping. I went into a Lego shop to see if I found anything interesting. I didn't. Spoiler alert. We eventually found a Lego shop with something cool. We eventually just went, and we saw this. That had another toy shop, and that's where I found the Lego set eventually. Really cool. Like I said, haven't built it yet. So we just went around, looked around, went home, got food. I'm pretty sure my mom and dad went out driving. And I just stayed at home, and that was when I felt the most at home. That's when I was alone. I was just left alone. I just had my headset on, listening to music. Tinkering around, living in my own world, constantly checking my bag of candy, eating some candy. I don't know, I was just having a good time in there. That was probably the most alive I felt in Sweden. I don't know, I just felt like myself. At that point, I felt like Thomas. Like I was more than just alive, I was like a god at that moment. Best feeling I've had in a while. So yeah, but then on the third day we went out to see this drive-in safari with moose and American bisons. The moose, it was probably one of the most, when we used the Danish word hygge, we used the Danish word hygge to describe it a lot. Huh, you guys should literally get, Do you guys can seriously get that word? It makes talking so much easier. Like, fucking hell! Like, you might think, oh, we're unusual. Our language is easier in certain aspects. Yeah, sure, you can. Yeah, sure, we have three extra words that are confusing as balls. But at least, no, but at least don't go on crime! But at least no school worrying constantly going blah, blah, blah. If you don't know, that was a reference to the recent really tragic and really sad event. I'm sorry I made that joke. If such a motherfucker ever came into my school, I'll send personal death threats to his family. I'll send death threats to his family after he's dead, saying that should raise his son, saying that should raise them properly. And if they never, and if his father was no, he just went insane, and then, and I'll probably just respond with, I wonder why! Yeah, who the hell's so fucked up? Yeah, so we went around, saw a bunch of cool stuff. there was a bison who had a thing, like, curious about a car. And when on that day, we got home, packed our stuff, and went home. Yeah, so yesterday I did absolutely nothing, I was just resting. Just being casual. I was all dumb buffoon. Being casual. It was fun. So then my dad suddenly got hurt, and my throat is actually currently hurting a little bit. Why? This is beyond me, and I don't think I want to know. Because I hope I get it over it soon. And if I don't, I'll kill whatever the hell it is. It's probably myself, so I'm like, bye world! Yeah, so that was what happened this month. It was fun. It was fun, to be honest. This month will probably be the best month I had in 2022. Like, two trips, like, that week would probably, it's probably the best week I've had. Like, two trips in the span of 1 week. True, it did get tiring. Like, yeah, it could easily have gotten more tiring. Like, I'm pretty sure my biggest concern when I learned about the second trip to Sweden, I'm pretty sure my biggest concern is that I just wouldn't like it because I was just so tired of being somewhere else because of that trip to Copenhagen. I'm just seeing something new. I just made eye contact with someone who was in the car, which was just turning around. It was a woman driving. Let's just hope it doesn't end in a car accident. Woman joke, haha, funny. But yeah, so overall, I would get this month for solid. Yeah, you're cool. Thank you all so much for watching. Thank you so much for listening to this episode of the podcast. I really, really hope that you had fun listening to this, because I had fun making it. And even if you didn't like it, hey. At least I had fun. I will see you next month if I remember to make one next month. If I'm not distracted by the constant influx of gay porn on my computer because of Pride Month. Smell you later, buffoons.